JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight the Ennemani College of the Visual and Performing Arts, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the Ennemani College plays an important role in sharpening the creative talents of Jamaican youth. He says it will continue to be the cradle of cultural studies in the island.
So many of our young people need social regeneration, self-affirmation, a sense of dignity and purpose. And you get that from the arts and culture. In addition to that, there's remarkable economic and professional opportunities emerging out of the disciplines taught here. So we want more and more good students to enroll.
The education minister was speaking with Roundabout JA following a naming ceremony on March 5 at the institution located on Arthur Wint Drive in Kingston. The ceremony, which formed part of Founders Week activities, saw several spaces named in honor of persons who have contributed to the development of the college, as well as the visual and performing arts in Jamaica. They include former principal of the college, Lady Rima Hall, whose name now adorns the Hall of Residence. The Library and Resource Center has been renamed in the honor of former Prime Minister Edward Siaga, while the external roadway is now called Rex Netterford Drive. Minister Thwaites has commended the institution for recognizing Jamaican icons, noting that the honor will act as an inspiration for others to serve. The Ennemani College of the Visual and Performing Arts comprises 6 schools offering professional qualification to full-time and part-time students from the Caribbean, North America, and Europe. These are the schools of visual arts, drama, dance, music, arts management and humanities, and continuing education allied programs. The college provides professional and technical training in the arts, offering qualifications at the bachelor, associate degree, certificate, and studio certificate levels.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica's National Development Plan is the roadmap for making the island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. The Accountant General's Department is advising all government-paid pensioners who have not yet submitted life certificates for the current period to do so by March 9. This to avoid non-payment of pension in March. Pensioners are also advised to ensure that the life certificate is properly filled in before it is submitted. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
The peacock spread. In them, long time days, like only in the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like a comforter around the place, you know, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go and go foreign, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me, Wilder Brown from Longsville Park.
Remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-35-9024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.